I don't know. He used to be a diver.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Ki Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gaudavani Pracharini Nirvishesha Srinivadi Pashtati Deshitaya. The Lord has told Arjuna, if you don't act according to my instructions, you'll act anyway. You'll be forced to act according to your nature. Now he's continuing, bringing us to the... of course, he's already begun saying that one should act in Krishna consciousness, chaitasa sarva karma, in all activities, mayi sanyasya matpara, one should make me the ultimate goal of life. Mat chitta sarva durgani mat prasada tirishati. If you're always thinking of me, by my mercy you'll overcome all obstacles. Now he says, Ishara sarva bhutanam hridye se arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarva bhutani yantrarudhani mayaya. The bottom's cut off, probably. Just the V, huh? I think that's an old edition. What is that? Let's see what you've got there. Yeah, they've opaqued out the bottom. It's a Y, but they've lost the
The
descenders. Part of the production. Ishra, Sarvabhutanam, the Supreme Lord. Is situated, tishtati, hriddeshe, in the region of the heart, sarvabhutanam, in all living beings. Prabhupada quotes this fairly often. God is in everyone's heart. God is in everyone's heart. Ishara, the supreme controller, is present in the heart of everyone as the Supersoul. And Brahmayan Sarvabhutani, has them all wandering on a machine, Maya, under the spell of Maya. Yantra means a machine. There's mantra, there's tantra, there's yantra. So yantra means a machine.
Mm-hmm. The body is not like a machine?
No.
What is the definition of machine?
It's all mechanical, electromechanical. Snaviram shudhama papa vidham. What is that? In the Ishopanishad it said that the Lord has no veins. His body is not a machine. But the material body, it's all mechanical, you know, it's got pumps and levers and elastic bands and, you know, all this mechanical stuff, all sorts of machinery that, take my word for it, as you get older, starts failing. It starts doing what every other machine does, you know, it gets old and pieces need repair and some of them can't be repaired and finally the whole damn thing stops working.
Krishna
has
no organ.
Huh? As far as
no heart.
heart is there, but not this.
Just
yeah, he doesn't need this material, mechanical. Electro-hydraulic system. His body is transcendental. Yes?
What does he mean by that the Paramatma makes this living entity wonder?
Yes, according to your karma. He reminds you, you wanted to do this, you wanted to do that. And he doesn't have to do everything directly. He's carried by the material body, which is created in the material energy under the direction of the super soul. And then, by Maya's influence, he's going this way and that way. He's seated on a machine made of the material energy. That means he's, again, elsewhere, Abhisha, he's helpless. The machine is going, and he doesn't have control. He has only very limited control over the machinery. If he gets the body of the pig, then the machine works a certain way. He gets the body of a mosquito, the machine works a certain way. And he's seated on the machine, or you could say strapped to the machine. And where the machine goes, he has to go. The way the machine moves, he has to move. He doesn't have a lot of freedom there. Only in the human life he has a little freedom. Even there, not a whole lot. Krishna says, if you don't act according to my direction, you'll be forced to fight anyway. Why? The machine is built that way. Any other questions here? Tameva sharanam gachcha. Surrender to him. Sarva bhavena parata. In every respect. Tat prasadat, by his mercy, param shantim. You'll achieve the highest peace. Sthanam prapshasi shashvatam. And you'll reach the highest abode, the eternal abode of the Lord. You think because you're out of our sight you can do this and we won't object. Yeah, tell him just because he's around the corner, we still know he's there.
Sion.
Descendant.
Is there a reason that he's just saying to surrender to the super soul? I'm not sure himself.
Probably. There's a reason he does everything. Sometimes we do that. Especially in legal proceedings. I direct you to appear before this court. Yeah. You could say appear before me, but he uses third person. I direct you to appear before this court, or even he starts. The court directs you to. Let's see if there's any comments on this stuff.
Government of the state.
He says, you should all, in all ways, this is Baladev, take shelter of that Supreme Lord, the Supersoul, with the activities of your body and so on. You will achieve the Supreme Peace and the Eternal Abode. That Supreme Lord is none other than me, your friend. This is proven by my previous statements, such as, I am situated in everyone's heart. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto. See if Vishwanath has anything further to say about it. Excuse me? Oh. Why don't I look there first? He also gives the Vishnath also says that according to some, this surrender to the Supersoul is for the worshippers of the Supersoul. Whereas the worshippers of Bhagavan surrender to Bhagavan, which will be later described in text 65 and 66. That's, he says that's the opinion of some commentators concerning this verse. Hmm. No, but that here it's the same person, but he's saying those who worship Krishna in the aspect of the Supersoul are directed here, worship the Supersoul, but the more confidential knowledge of worshiping the Lord as Bhagavan will come in the next verses. He says some have that opinion. Then he reconciles this with a quotation. He said, first he paraphrases, he says, my Lord Sri Krishna is my guru and gives me instructions that are beneficial for my bhakti. I surrender to him. In this way a person will think. And then he quotes from the 11th canto, Uddhava says, oh my Lord, transcendental poets and experts in spiritual science could not fully express their indebtedness to you even if they were endowed with the prolonged lifetime of Brahma. For you appear in two features, externally as the Acharya, the spiritual master, and internally as the Supersoul, to deliver the embodied living being by directing him how to come to you. In other words, if you surrender to the Supersoul or to the spiritual master, they'll direct you to Krishna. That way it can be taken also. Any other questions here? Okay. Itite gyanam akhyatam guhyad guhyataram maya vrimishyaita adasheshena yateshtasi tata kuru. The Lord says, I've explained to you still more confidential knowledge. Vrimishyaitad, think about it. Deliberate on this. And yateshtasita takuru. Finally, it's up to you. You have your little bit of freedom. Yata ichchasi. As you wish, tata kuru, do that. Prabhupada says, hear the words yateshtasi tata kuru, as you like you may act, indicate that God does not interfere with the little independence of the living entity. The best advice imparted to Arjuna is to surrender to the Supersoul seated within his heart. By right discrimination, one should agree to act according to the order of the Supersoul. That will help one become situated constantly in Krishna consciousness. Surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is in the best interest of the living entities. Before surrendering, one is free to deliberate on this subject as far as the intelligence goes. That's the best way to accept the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such instruction comes also through the spiritual master, the bona fide representative of Krishna. Think about it. You do have some choice. Otherwise, why speak to Bhagavad Gita? If at the end you don't have any choice, what's the use of saying anything? So there is some choice. Therefore, Krishna tells Arjuna, as you like, but think about it. You know, with just as some very serious, after all, it's a very serious thing. They're about to begin the battle of Kurukshetra. He's about to either run away from the battlefield or kill his grandfather and his guru and his cousins and so many others. So think about it. But think about it in the light of all this knowledge that I've given you. Now I've spoken to you 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita, so you have enough to think about. Think about it and then decide what to do. Any questions? For a thoughtful person. Sarvaguyatamam Bhuya. Now again, I'll speak to you the most confidential of all knowledge. Sarvaguyatamam Bhuya. Again, I'll speak to you. Means, I've already told you this in the ninth chapter, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakta, but now again I'll tell it to you. Shrinu me paramam vachaha, please just hear my supreme word, my supreme instruction. Ishtosi me dridham iti, because you're very dear to me, I'm speaking to you this knowledge. In the commentary, Baladeva Vishwanath says, well, you're from Mathura, I don't know if I could trust your instructions. And Krishna says, yeah, even though I'm from Mathura, though, the Mathura Vasis, they're straight with their friends. That's the exception, right. With everyone else, they may be a little crooked. But with our friends, we're we speak straight. So you're very dear to me. You're my dear friend. So you should take my instruction as being straight. Iti tata vakshami, so te hitam, for your benefit, I'm speaking to you this most confidential knowledge. Again, puya. Then again he repeats what in fact he has said already in the ninth chapter, manmana bhavamad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. But here he changes now the next line, mam evaishasi satyam te pratijane priyosi me. You will come to me, that's a fact. Pratijane, I make you this promise, priyosi me, because you're very dear to me. The most confidential part of knowledge is that one should become a pure devotee of Krishna and always think of him and act for him. One should not become an official meditator. Life should be molded so that one will always have the chance to think of Krishna. Should arrange his life in such a way that throughout the 24 hours he cannot but think of Krishna. And the Lord's promise is that anyone who is in such pure Krishna consciousness will certainly return to the abode of Krishna. Everyone who follows the path of Arjuna can become a dear friend to Krishna and obtain the same perfection. And Prabhupada says that one should concentrate one's mind on Krishna. The very form carrying a flute, the bluish boy with a beautiful face and peacock feathers in his hair. Any questions?
One should not even divert his attention to other forms of Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Lord has multiple forms as Vishnu, Narayan, Rama, Varaha, etc. Sometimes we find devotees who like to worship particular form.
Yes, they can do that. That's also within Krishna. But generally our devotees, even if they're worshipping Lord Nrisimhadev or Varaha or whatever, still they think of Krishna as the ultimate objective. Okay? Right. Yes.
Well, the Shingadev was established worship for protection.
Mm. Yes.
Especially here in Mayapur, because after the Bakwit came, and
so many rascals were there.
Yeah, there's so many things. Not that he's not Krishna, but he's Krishna with a specific.
He's there.
Functional.
Lord Nrisimhadev is also Krishna. But our ultimate objective is this Shyam Sundar form. Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swam.
I don't know if I understood properly, but I just want to ask you. Since Krishna is saying that we have choice, either we act according to Srimad of material nature or according to Krishna, what he says, or the way he directs us. And he says we are sitting on the machine, and he's like either the three modes are driving or Krishna is driving. So how can we, if Krishna is driving, then how can we do like sinful activities or engage in some different like?
If you surrender to Krishna, then you won't be doing sinful activities or anything. But if we go on our own, then anything could happen.
But Maharaj, like, we're trying to, like, surrender unto Krishna. So, like, now what? Like, I mean, Krishna, is he driving us, or are we still acting on our own nature, or, like...
There's some mixture. And now, we could, in theory, just... Now I surrender to Krishna, 100%. But... That's very difficult for us. Therefore, there has to be a surrendering process. When we surrender to the process, we're surrendering to Krishna. But the process will gradually cleanse away our tendency not to surrender to Krishna, or to partially surrender to Krishna, partially surrender to Maya. The process is, if we surrender to the process, then we'll come to the point. Is that okay? Anything else here?
There's like a comment to this question that even after Krishna here understood Bhagavad Gita, there was a instance in the first canto of Bhagavatam where Ashwatthama was to be punished.
Mm-hmm.
And Krishna told him to kill Ashwatthama. But there was some other in Draupadi and I think Yudhishthira. So the devotees, they were saying, well, no, he should be excused.
Mm.
So Arjuna, he didn't listen to Krishna at the time, even though it's only,
But that was also their little different. Again, Krishna was acting as the friend of Arjuna. Here he's directly accepted as the spiritual master for solving this problem. they had so much respect for Krishna, but Yudhisthira Maharaj was also his guru, older brother. And so it was a problem. There were so many people telling him. The elder brother is telling him one thing, Krishna is telling him another thing. So it was perplexing what to do. Yes. He had to use his intelligence. Some other question? Okay, let's move forward. Sarvadharman pratyajya mam ekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarvapapebhyo mokshyasyami mahasucha. Prabhupada made this practically the centerpiece of his preaching in so many ways. All other dharma pratyajya, give up. This is Krishna's conclusive instruction. He's said so many other things, but now we've come to the conclusion. I've spoken about this yoga and that yoga and this path and that path, so many different yajnas, so many things. But now, sarvadharman pratyajya. Mam ekam sharanam bhaja. Summarizing Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that Arjuna should give up all the processes explained to him. He should simply surrender to Krishna. That surrender will save him from all kinds of sinful reactions, for the Lord personally promises to protect him. Here, again, in the next paragraph, Prabhupada talks about process. In the seventh chapter, only one who has become free from all sinful reactions can take to worship of Krishna. So one may think, unless he's free from all sinful reactions, he can't take to the surrendering process. How can I surrender if I'm not free from all sinful reactions? Because Krishna said, Yesham tantagatam papam. One who's passed all sinful reactions can worship me. But to such doubts, it's said here, even if one is not free from all sinful reactions, simply by the process of surrendering to Krishna, he's automatically freed. There's no need of strenuous effort to free oneself. One should unhesitatingly accept Krishna as the supreme savior of all living entities. With faith and love, one should surrender to him. And then he elaborates on that surrendering process with this verse from Hari Bhakti Vilas. Anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjana rakshasya titi vishvaso gopyutve varanam tata atma nikshepa karpanye sadvidha shadana agatihi. These are the items, six items of surrender. Anukulyasya sankalpa means? Yeah, accepting everything favorable for devotional service. That's an item of surrender. And pratikulyasya varjanam?
Rejecting.
Rakshasyati ti vishvaso.
Krishna gives protection.
Krishna will protect me, having that confidence. And goptritve varanam tata.
From Krishna comes to be dependent.
Yes, to be dependent on his mercy, because Krishna will maintain me. And atma nikshepa karpanye. One should always think himself helpless and consider Krishna the only basis for his progress in life. One should be very humble and in this way surrender. Any questions about this?
What is the difference in having said the spiritual perception that will depend and will maintain?
Protect and maintain are a little different. Just as Krishna says, yogakshema vaham yaham, I supply what he needs, I maintain what he has. To protect, to maintain means I'll supply you food. I'll, just like a parent supplies food, supplies nice comforts, everything. And if there's some danger, the parent protects the child also. Is that okay? Something else? Yes?
It's like, very used to them, I don't have to work, I don't have to anything, so it's not only maintaining me. That one takes advantage of this.
Excuse me?
That one takes advantage of this.
Yes? I don't have to work for my maintenance. I simply have to serve Krishna. I don't have to go out and find a job and, you know, get a college education so that I can bang on doors and say, please, please take me, I'm so qualified. I've studied this, I've studied that, I've done this, I've done that. He can simply think, you know, Krishna's maintaining the animals, why won't he maintain me? So let me just exclusively engage my energy in the service of Krishna. That he can do.
And what, then there is an extra desire.
Then?
And the fulfilling that, or I have to work extra for that?
Extra desire. Yeah, any extra desire is up to you. Of course, Krishna is the only one who can fulfill it. You can go to Krishna for that also. It was like Dhruva Maharaj, he had lots of extra desires. Big time extra desire. But he approached Krishna and said, sir, I have this desire. That's intelligent. Akama sarva kama ova moksha kama. Whatever your desire, if you surrender to Krishna, sir, here's my desire, and then he may supply or not supply, but you're surrendered. Is that all right?
He may supply and not supply.
Yes, he's independent. Yata tata va. He can do as he likes. And if you're actually surrendered, then all right. I asked for Krishna for such and such, but he didn't give me. It must be better. It's very nice, actually. I was just reading how Vishwanath finishes his commentary. He stops a few verses early. Instead of going all the way to the end, he stops at text 73. You saw that?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's so a very...
Well, he
tells what happened. He says... Or is it Baladev? Let's see. Yeah, he says, as for the commentary on the last five verses, which brings out the purport of the whole Gita, they were written on two pages, which have been taken away by the carrier of Ganesh. Yeah, Ganesh, you know, just like Lord Vishnu has Garuda and Skanda has a peacock, so Ganesh's carrier is a rat. So the pages were carried away by the carrier of Ganesh.
It didn't roll again?
So I have not bothered to write them again. They were a trifling matter, let that be. Thus the commentaries on the Bhagavad Gita called Sararta Darshini have been completed. So he surrendered. All right.
Maharaj, there's no need of strenuous effort to free oneself from simple reactions. Besides, in love, one should surrender to him. Is that a very advanced stage, Maharaj?
Devotional service is the most advanced stage.
But you think it's very advanced stage of devotional service to have this type of mentality, actually, you know, Krishna will protect me, Krishna...
Yes, that's called pure devotees. But one shouldn't think, well, that's for the advanced devotees. I'll leave that to them. And meanwhile, I'll do something else. We should also follow in their footsteps.
Sometimes, you know, it's a process of bhakti is considered to be very simple and very easy. But because it's not like hard work, for, you know, like manual labor, but it's a more like a you gotta control your senses, which means you've got to be very sincere. It's not like you have to sweat, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like
our work is chanting and dancing. That will control the senses and the mind. A little strenuous.
You sweat internally.
Well, even if there's chanting and dancing, you know, that's little exertion. But that's quite pleasant compared to the way the karmis are exerting themselves in so much hard labor.
There was one case in Bombay. He was a big immigration officer at the airport. So one day we invited in Juhu Govinda with Prasadam and everything. After Prasadam, he's asking me, he said, Nankishore, can I ask you one question which is in my domain? He said, every time the devotees come at Bombay immigration, and I see your ISKCON devotees, they're always smiling. They look very happy. And when I open their passports, I find very difficult a place to stamp because they've traveled all over the world. And they hardly have anything with them. But he says they're so happy. And when I see so many other people, he says they don't look happy. And so I said, what's your question? He says, the question is that I'm trying to go to America for so many years now. And every time I try to make a plan, I just can't manage. And here devotees are coming and going. So he says, can you please tell me kindly, who is paying for all this? And then I took him to Radha Rasbi. I said, everybody has surrendered to the Lord. So even we don't know how we are functioning.
I can give you an example. Last month on 10th of December, I had a chicken pox. And three doctors told me that you have to rest for 20 days at least. And I could not attend the Bhagavad Gita class of yours for 3 days. On 13, after visiting doctor, I just stayed to nursing day. And on 14, I found all the my marks are removed from my body. And I have infection, marks on entire whole body. And on 14, there was gas puja of Subhag Maharaj, and I turned a whole program. And there was not a single one left.
Krishna can do these things.
Yeah. Third shock, like that, how can it be possible? Like chicken pox at least 20 days time and it happened in only 4 hours like that.
Even
the first day Maharaj, everybody was telling him
of the heart.
And even Pujari was not willing to give me prasad. Then I went to the temple and one watchman came and said, if you have taken prasad, now you can go. I said, okay, I'm going. I went to that time also. Because of pain, I cannot stand properly. And in 14, I attend whole program, I dance, I take Mahaprasad, everything.
You wanted to say? Yeah, you had a good comment.
Oh, this is like a miracle or something, but the biggest miracle is when it's conditioned at the heart is when you lose material desires and you get attached to Krishna when previously you attached to sense gratification.
That's still more miraculous.
That's the biggest miracle.
Actually, it's wonderful. You know, we sometimes don't take into account the how well we're treated by Krishna. You know, we think we have so many problems and so many issues and so many things. But if you consider, you know, to be engaged in devotion, if you look at our life and then you look at the material life, it's like so different. If you look at where we came from and where we are, it's so different. Krishna has given us such mercy that what can we say?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Yeah. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo. Krishna says, you surrender, I'll save you from all sinful reactions. Mokshiyashami. And I'll bring you back to Godhead. Don't worry.
Yesterday was giving the class Bhava Bhagavatam, and Bhavan Devotee asked you that we totally depend on Krishna for medical expenses, all this. Then I was thinking that if you don't go to doctors, then in that case also Krishna will give you, like you don't have to go for doctor for everything like that.
And if you don't, I mean, you have two choices. Either you go to the doctor, and the doctor may be able to help you, and he may not be able to help you. Or you don't go to the doctor, and your problem may not be solved, or it may be solved. If it's not solved, worst case, you die. Play ball.
Where did you take?
Yeah, Krishna conscious person knows that somehow or other, my life is there, my death is there. So my business is to depend on Krishna. For this body, whatever I may do, all right. But let me just be completely surrendered to Krishna. Without Krishna, the medicine doesn't work anyway. And with Krishna, I may not even need medicine, or the medicine will work. But in any case, not that we're dependent on the medicine. Maybe without the medicine, we'll die. But without Krishna, we'd really be finished. Dying, that's expected. That's inevitable. But our business of surrendering to Krishna, that's optional. Not exactly optional in the sense of... But it is optional. Surrender or not surrender. If you don't surrender, you'll suffer. And if you do surrender, your life becomes successful. But it's up to us. You take to see to talk to this. Okay? Prabhupada says, the particular words mashucha, don't fear, don't worry, are very significant. One may be perplexed as to how one can give up all kinds of religious forms and simply surrender to Krishna, but such worry is useless. Just do it. A lot of gas today. Okay. The machine. It's a bubble machine today.
It's clear that Krishna is promising and that everything will be alright if you do a full surrender. But now, the problem starts where I feel, I'm not doing a full surrender. So, what I can expect, take half of my things personally and half of Krishna will take care? Or
yes, to the extent that we surrender, we're okay. To the extent that we're holding back, we think that we're, you know, hedging our bets or making a safety net for ourselves or, you know. But actually, to the extent that we're holding back, we're creating difficulties for ourselves.
means a little bit brave, to brave, right?
Yeah.
A little bit brave. How you say it?
Brave, yeah. Therefore, again, it's a process. Otherwise, I'm brave, you know, on Monday, I say, I surrender everything, I give away everything. Tuesday, could I have some of my things back? Or, you know, I give up all connection with family life and, you know, this and that. And then the next day, where's Susie? You know, this is the we see this, there's some, you know, they hold these religious revival meetings in a big stadium or something. And the speaker is really inspiring and he talks about, you know, surrendering to the Lord and, you know, just give your life to Him. And, you know, and who will come up and sign this, you know, declaration of surrender to the Lord? Who will give their life to the Lord? Who will come forward right now? You know, and because it's a real stirring speech, some people come forward and they sign a paper that from, oh Lord, from today on, I'm yours, and, you know, I accept you in my heart, and I give up all the rest of that, you know, junk that I used to do. I admit that I'm a sinner, but now, you know, I'm, whatever it is, born again, and, you know, bathed in the blood of the Lamb, or whatever it is. And it's really a wonderful thing. But then, you know, you check back in a week or a month or whatever it is, and maybe the glow wore off a little bit. And, you know, well, a little few cigarettes here, a little nip of gin there, little visit to the red light district, now and then. But basically, you know, still, you know, the Lord's in my heart, and, you know, and then
I've surrendered to Him. He's taken my sins.
He's taken my sins. Or I just forget about it. You know, I kind of, it was a really kind of an emotional thing, and I just felt that I should surrender, and I did, and, you know, I came up and I signed the paper and everything, but, you know, I mean, somehow or other, you know, kind of like, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, I mean, it just doesn't stick. So here, there's a process of surrender. Prabhupada calls it a gradual cleansing process. Simply to surrender on Monday and change my mind on Tuesday is not going to help me all that much. But if I have a process that I can follow, therefore Lord Chaitanya, when he was meeting with different spiritual figures, he asked two questions. What's your sadhana and what's your sadhya? Sadhana and sadhya. Sadhya means what's your goal? And sadhana means what's your process? You can, you know, get to the root of things very quickly that way. Two questions. What's your role? Just like I asked that Jain man, you know, what's the goal of all this tapasya? And he said moksha. So that was clear. That was their goal. And what's their method? You know, this severe tapasya. So you could understand. And after moksha, what is there? Kuchnahi. There's nothing. So you get their goal and their process. Their goal is to become one, or their goal is to lead a righteous life, or their goal is to, you know, whatever it is. But here our goal is to be engaged fully in the service of Krishna, and the process has been described, devotional service, that will be elaborated by Srila Rupa Goswami in the Nectar of Devotion, how to perform devotional service, how to surrender, what the process of surrender is. That's been made practical by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially. Anything else here? Yes. Time will show. And therefore, Rupa Goswami says, Utsaha nishchaya dharyat. Enthusiasm. One can be successful in the process by enthusiasm, confidence, patience, and patient determination. Tat tat karma pravartanat, following the various principles. Sangha tyagat, giving up bad association. And satovrite, associating with devotees, following the footsteps of saintly persons, devotees. Sadvir bhaktir prasijati. These things will establish us in Krishna consciousness. Shall we move forward?
Can we make a short break?
Yeah, you got it. Break. You know, it's the right thing is Hingvastak Truna, but I don't have any.
Do you have any of the songs? Mm-hmm. Where is it? In other places in India and not here?
No, it's here too. They just don't have it. Okay. It's a very, very common thing. Hajmola is maybe a little strong for me.
Uh-huh.
Not bad, though.
Yeah, I've been taking Hajmola for years.
Yeah.
Part of my
routine.
Yeah.
Yeah, my liver is down, and appetite and digestion have really been bad the last couple of days. Just the system is on low fire right now. Really low fire.
No.
hope it's going to cover at least the 23rd.
We're back in action? Should we be? Okay, are we pretty much back in action, or we're waiting another minute or so for... How much time was... That wasn't very much time, was it? I didn't give you much.
I had my Gayatri, enough time for a Gayatri.
That was 5 minutes, huh?
I'm about a 7 or 8 minute Gayatri guy.
Okay. Okay, let's get back in action then. So there's so many other things, demigod worship, this, that. Krishna says, Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja, just surrender to me. And that's the supreme instruction, Paramam Vachaha. Now Krishna says, now Krishna says, Iram te na tapaskaya na bhaktaya kadachana na cha shushu shuve vacham na cha mam yo yasuyati. This knowledge is considered confidential. It shouldn't be told to everyone. Na atapaskaya, one who's not austere, who doesn't control his senses. Na bhaktaya, to one who's not devoted. Na cha shushushave, to one who's not faithful. And na cha mam yo abhyasuyati, to one who's envious of me. These four people, we shouldn't explain this confidential knowledge to. But Prabhupada said, is however sometimes found, that even demoniac persons who are envious of Krishna, worshipping Krishna in a different way, take to the profession of explaining Bhagavad Gita to make a business. That we have to avoid. The Bhagavad Gita shouldn't even be told to them, but to speak of their telling it to anyone else. They're disqualified. Na bhaktaya. The book shouldn't... In the beginning, what did Krishna say? Bhaktosi me sakha cheti rahasyam hetadutama. You can understand this science because you're my devotee and my friend. And now, anyone who's not a devotee, don't tell him. Don't tell them what I've told you. It's not for them. Actually, the purpose of Bhagavad Gita is not understandable to those who are sensuous. Even if one's not sensuous, but is strictly following the disciplines in the Vedic scripture, if he's not a devotee, he can't understand Krishna. And even if he poses as a devotee but is not engaged in Krishna consciousness, still he can't understand Krishna. envious persons can understand. Now, one may say, well, why are we preaching Bhagavad Gita then to the non-devotees? Prabhupada will come to that in the coming verse. Ya idam paramam guhyam mad bhaktesh paru abhidhasyati bhaktim mayi param kritra mam evaishati samshaya. Now Krishna gives the blessing that if someone explains this supreme confidential secret to the devotees, then he's guaranteed to have devotional service and come back to him. Anyone who sincerely tries to present Bhagavad Gita as it is will advance in devotional service and reach the pure devotional state of life. As a result of such pure devotion, he's sure to go back home, back to Godhead. Nachatasman manushyeshu kashchin me priyakrittamaha bhavita na chame tasmad anya priyatarobhuvi. Krishna says, no one is more dear to me. There's no one more dear, and there won't be anyone more dear than the person who explains this science of devotional service to the devotees. Samaveta Bhakta Brinda Ki Jai. Adyeshate Chaya Imam Dharmyam Samvaram Avayo Gyanaya Gena Tenaham Ishtasyam iti me matihi. And anyone who studies this Bhagavad Gita, Dharmyam Samvadam Abhayo, this sacred conversation of ours, Gyanaya Gena Tena Aham Ishta Syam. In my opinion, iti me matihi, he worships me by his intelligence. Someone who's reading Bhagavad Gita very sincerely and seriously is worshipping Krishna, Gyanaya Gena, by the sacrifice of knowledge. Yes, Krishna is here in the book. So if, just like we worship the deities by offering flowers, by offering arti, so we worship Krishna in Bhagavad Gita by studying his words very seriously in the proper devotional approach.
Like deity worship.
Yeah. If you're reading the books, that's also deity worship. If you're distributing the books, that's also deity worship. Yes?
Why do you want to keep it a secret?
Well, in the Bible it said, cast not thy pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and rend thee. It means pearls, you know what swine are? Pigs. If you have pearls and you throw them in front of pigs, what happens?
They tremble.
Huh?
They ruin it.
Yeah, they trample all over them. And then they turn around and they don't say, well, thank you very much for these pearls. They turn around and give you their tusk in the belly. So, one is advised not to throw pearls before pigs. They don't know what to do with them. You know, like if you had a check for $1 million, would you give it to a little kid to play with? You know, they'll eat it or something. Make a little airplane and feed it to the cows, give it to the monkeys. You know, they don't know the value of it. So they won't respect it properly. So the the Mayavadis, the sinful persons, they won't appreciate this message. Yes?
What's that purport, which shloka, I forget, I think it's in the first line, where the devotees of the Lord are more kind than the Lord, because they know the purpose of the Lord, and they undertake all kinds of risks approaching, you know, people who, you know, sometimes we see, you know, we have public, like, Pandal programs.
Yeah, I thought that was here, but you're right. That's not here.
That's not here.
That was there. You want to find that for us? More kind than the Lord. Those are your, that's your search word.
With giving Krishna consciousness to others, do you have to assess where they're at first?
What do you say? What is your learned opinion? What is the learned opinion of this assembly? You've studied now the whole Bhagavad Gita, you tell me. Yes?
I've heard that that's one offense if you take a risk of preaching to the faithless. You take that risk.
You probably said we take that risk. But there is an assessment, yes?
Maharaj, the thing is, like, if you preach to these demons and all these people, if they don't follow, they'll do more sinful reactivity.
Hmm.
But then Krishna will give them mercy through opposite way, like Shishupal and all that, they like bless them and then Krishna will kill them.
Hmm.
So that's also helping them in one way.
Yeah, but not everyone is so fortunate. How many are personally killed by Krishna?
Same people.
Few.
It depends on if you're preaching one-on-one or if you're preaching 1 to 10,000. If you're preaching one-on-one, and you can reach an assessment pretty easily, and then you can let them go and go to the next. And
we make some, yes?
I think this quote I found.
You found it.
In the third chapter,
okay. 329, huh? Yes. 329?
Yeah, the end of
it. Yeah. Men who are ignorant cannot appreciate activities in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Lord Krishna advises us not to disturb them and simply waste valuable time. But the devotees of the Lord are more kind than the Lord because they understand the purpose of the Lord. Consequently, they undertake all kinds of risks, even to the point of approaching ignorant men to engage them in the acts of Krishna consciousness, which are absolutely necessary. Someplace also there's a purport where Prabhupada said that sometime one speaks to people who are not his students. You know that purport? That generally one preaches to the, you know, we speak to an audience like this, an audience of devotees. But preachers take the risk also of speaking to those who are not their students. So there is some assessment there. We don't talk about Ras Lila, you know, in Times Square. You know, some discretion is required. But we try to give Krishna consciousness to everyone. Not this person, I'll give it to that person. It's said about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Panchatattva. What was their discrimination? None. I just gave it out. Take, 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 take. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Dina hina yata chido.
Like food for life.
Better than food for life. Yeah, that's also there. That when we hold our meeting, we start by chanting. And some people start by leaving. Right? As soon as you chant, some people say, okay, I'm out of here. I see what this is about. And the rest stay, and they become purified by the kirtan. Then we speak something. Then again we have kirtan. Then we give them prasadam. Then our work is done. So we don't just, you know, so that's also there. We give them the opportunity to become purified by the holy name. And for the general mass of people, our main preaching is very simple. Chant Hare Krishna, follow some basic principles for spiritual realization, and become Krishna conscious. And the most confidential details, we may not speak about very freely. It requires some, if we see how Prabhupada was preaching, he wasn't preaching Radha Krishna Leela, you know, all of these very confidential things to the ordinary people in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. Even philosophy wasn't speaking to the general mass of people. He was having kirtan, distributing prasadam, holding big festivals. And with some scholars and learned men, he was speaking philosophy. So it doesn't mean we shouldn't speak philosophy, but we should see the power of the kirtan process, and the power of distributing these books will be there also. That Prabhupada gave us distribute books and distribute books and distribute books, and the book will act. Even just keeping it in their house will purify their life. And we've seen that. And practically, those who have no faith, they won't even read the book. They'll just keep it in their house and be purified. But those who have a little interest, they'll, what is this book? They'll be more purified. Something more? Yes? Loud. Yes. Yes, not very good. But what can we do? So many, therefore we take some money from them also. So that he'll think that anyway I paid for it, now it's worth something. Otherwise you just give it away, and that's exactly what will happen. You give it away, and then they throw it away. But because they gave some money for it, now they think, well, obviously, I'm not such a fool that I would give money for something that's not worth something. All right, let me see what it is. Yes. He got purified just by, Prabhupada said, you got purified just by touching the book. Touched it a little rough, but he touched it. There you were. I had that too. I used to, when I was editor of BTG, I used to call some of our subscribers. Just, you know, random calls and say, you know, what is it that interests you about this magazine and what can we do to improve it? I called one guy in Chicago. I asked him, you know, you received this magazine? Yeah. You know, what is it that made you subscribe? He said, you're the people in the airports, right? I said, well, we sometimes do go to the airport. I read about you people. You're the people who are always in the airports and, you know, distributing your books. you know, passing, you know, hand, you know, approaching people with your books? I said, well, we do sometimes approach people with our books. He said, yeah, I heard about that, and I figured one day they're going to approach me, so it's better if I know something about it. Very well.
Out of fear or something.
Fear or, you know, one way or another. Right. And the result was he met a devotee. Met Indradumna Maharaj. Okay. Let's see where we are. Any more stories you want to tell? We have. Yes? Say that again?
My godfather wanted to prove his strength as a champion, and now that was good. So he started chanting, and he joined, but his strength didn't.
I used to be an astute in Hawaii for many years, just reading books, and I was quite aggressive.
I bet.
And, you know, I was quite extraordinary with that. And back in those days, we weren't so polished. You know, I wasn't. And so I had quite a few enemies. Lots of people would come up and you know, talk to the people and so go like this, you know, and encourage them not to give me money and take a book or whatever. And I would know who these people were and I would take note, and then when I'd see them walking by me, I would just say, how are you doing today? I would just be friendly to them. And every time, and I would just do this systematically. And after a while, they stopped bothering me if I did it enough. Because I just didn't react and didn't get agitated and just was nice.
Shall we do one more verse? Shradhavan anasuyascha shrinuyadapi yo naraha sopi mukta shubha lokan prapnuyat punyakarmanam. Shradhavan, a faithful person, anasuya, who's not envious, and shrinuyat api ya naraha, and who hears, who hears this science attentively, sopi mukta shubha lokan, he's freed from all sinful reactions. Shubha lokan prapnuyat punyakarmanam, and he attains the auspicious planets where the pious dwell. Now here's that purport I was thinking of, that it so happens a devotee of the Lord will hold open class, and in that class, not all the students are expected to be devotees. Why do such persons hold open class? It's explained here that although not everyone's a devotee, there are many men who are not envious of Krishna. They have faith in him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If they hear from a bona fide devotee about the Lord, the result is they become at once free from sinful reactions, and after that attain to the planetary system where all righteous persons are situated. Simply by hearing Bhagavad Gita, even a person who does not try to be a pure devotee attains the results of righteous activities. So the pure devotee gives everyone a chance to become free from all sinful reactions and become a devotee of the Lord. Then there's a very interesting note those generally those who are free from sinful reactions, who are righteous, easily take to Krishna consciousness. The word punyakarmanam is significant here. This refers to the performance of great sacrifices like Ashwamedha Yajna. Those who are righteous in performing devotional service, but who are not pure, can attain the planetary system of the pole star, Dhruva Loka, where Dhruva Maharaj is presiding. So even those who don't become pure devotees, those who just hear as a righteous activity, can attain the heavenly planet. Or better than the heavenly planets, the planet of Dhruva Maharaj, where they'll get his association. Right. So this hearing is very valuable. Yes?
How is it possible to reach him without envy? Because this is the reason why we're in the material world in the first place, because we're envious.
Well, envy is relative. There may always be a little something. But there are those who are like the demons, who are envious. Why should, you know, why do we have to give everything to God? Why does God want us to serve Him? Is He so egotistical? Those who are envious. Why do we have to give everything to Him? Why shouldn't we enjoy? Well, you know, if He's got so many girlfriends, why shouldn't we have so many girlfriends? You know, they're envious. They're envious. But then there are others, just like there are others who are not envious like that. They're good-hearted. They're, little diseased. Just like it said in Charak Sanghita. Charak Sanghita is Ayurvedic Shastra. And there are directions there for physicians. And there are people you shouldn't treat. Like someone who thinks that he's a doctor. Don't treat him. He thinks he's his own doctor. There's no use taking him on as a patient. But then there are persons who are like too far gone. They're hopeless cases. So don't waste your time and give them false hope by, giving them medical treatment. It's over. They're hopeless. So there are other persons. They have disease, but they're not hopeless. They may respond to treatment. They may also be cancer patients, or they may also be tuberculosis patients, but they're not hopeless cases. But those who are envious are like hopeless cases. And there are those, they may have a little envy in their heart still, but they're not hopeless. They'll respond to treatment. Is that okay? Yes?
It says that if one listens, so he ascends heavenly planets.
Yeah. That's the consolation prize. If you don't become a pure devotee, you just listen to the Bhagavad Gita because you think it's a pious activity, still you'll attain the heavenly planet. And what to speak of those who become pure devotees?
Yeah, but we understand that heavenly planet is not so good.
No. Therefore, one should become a pure devotee. I never heard him say it. Sometimes I'd wonder about that too. Yes. Because pure goodness isn't found in the material world. There's always passion and ignorance vying for supremacy with goodness. When you find pure goodness, Vishuddha Sattva, that's Krishna consciousness, that's pure devotional service. Okay, we've come to the end of our time. You've probably figured out that we're not going to have a class this evening. We're liberated from the evening class. And tomorrow morning we'll be able to finish. Okay? So we'll see you then.
Bye.
Hare Krishna.
I'm on the quest to get saved up again.
Oh, okay. Was I going to or wasn't planning? From the introduction, you mean? Would you like to review? You would like to review those? Let's see how much time we have. Remind me tomorrow. Huh? Translation. Okay, I'm going to stop by Cyberloka because I have to do a few minutes' work.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go straight back.